By the time the sun lights up the hoodoos at Bryce Canyon National Park tomorrow, federal employees across the country should be getting back to work. The quick end of the shutdown should be a big relief to Utah communities like Springdale and Moab, because it means the national parks they depend on will be ready for visitors. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, made a quick trip to Bryce over the weekend, and he's with me live now. So were the crowds of people trying to break down the locked bathroom doors down there? What was it like?
Not exactly. There weren't that many people at Bryce, partially, I think, because it's January and it was really, really cold. But it is a bit of a shock when you go into a national park and they have all the signs and facilities and you think, I'm just going to pop over to the, to the restroom here. And you try to turn that knob and my goodness, it's closed. And you realized
they're serious.
This is closed. So the gates weren't closed, which was interesting. And I watched a lot of people drive up to that entry gate and kind of stop and, look side to side and what do I do?
Are we supposed to pay?
Right. But then they, slowly would just cruise past. A couple of people turned into the visitor center, which was locked and closed. So it was obvious to me that some people didn't realize even that the closure had happened until maybe they saw that sign that said, hey, by the way, because of, Congress, we're not at work today.
So did Bryce become like a wilderness, no man's land with no services, no rangers, just you're on your own,
yeah,
pal?
Yeah, pretty much. And that was part of the concern during the, during the 2013 shutdown, park law enforcement, they said, would be, catching people who are trespassing. This time around, it was like, the gates are open, don't hurt yourself because we're not here to help you.
So we focus on the parks, and certainly you got some great photos.
Oh, thank
that
you.
I saw
thank
them on
you.
Facebook. Yeah. But how has the shutdown affected other public lands that aren't parks?
So this is an interesting thing. If you look, say you wanted to reserve a campsite, and a lot of times you have to do that months in advance. So like 6 months out, people right now are looking for stuff in the summer months.
Sure. I once decided, hey, let me try to get into the wave.
There you go. Yeah.
And so, forget it. It's mob.
Right. So they have their reservation system. Well, that all goes offline. There's a website called recreation.gov where they take these reservations. That's been offline. And I was just checking. They've now updated that and their website now says, hey, we're offline, but we're going to be back at 10 o'clock mountain time tomorrow. So we know when they're going to start taking those reservations again, and certainly people who were maybe trying to get in and beat the competition to
secure
a spot.
Isn't there like a deadline or something at the end of the month?
Well, there are. So all kinds of different recreation goes through there. There's river permit lotteries and stuff, and that was coming up, and I personally was watching that thinking, I sure hope that they're running because I want to try to get a spot, and if the government shut down, who knows what's going to happen there.
So things are, we can say, slowly getting back to normal.
Yeah.
By tomorrow morning. Yeah. If the president signs this.
Assuming so. I mean, the fact that recreation.gov is saying, hey, we're going to be there, tells me they have a pretty good indication it's going to happen.
Yeah, there's an assumption there.